Hello, welcome to Macro ESG. Today is Monday, the 3rd of August, 2020, at 11:35 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Today's piece is entitled, Reciprocity is the Future of China-U.S. Technology Relations. The four most powerful forces driving global change today are markets, politics, technology, and building a sustainable future. Technology is completely interdependent with markets and politics, and this entire set of global power dynamics rests within a sustainable future, which is really the global power dynamic that has a veto power, a final say, over the other three. Technology has almost unlimited power to change the world. Just look at everyone working by Zoom over the pandemic. Apple isn't a technology company. It's a magic company, creating the most remarkable products like the AirPod Pros, working perfectly with the Apple Watch, tirelessly backed up by a solid commitment to customer happiness. Or the president banning a social media app and forcing the sale to an American safe pair of hands. And this is just the beginning. Wait till Secretary of State Pompeo bans all of the other Chinese apps, particularly DJI Osmo, the world's number one drone manufacturer. What if everyone using the app didn't know that the app was sending back to China user data, even video and photo stills with GPS information? It could be the most powerful spying operation ever conceived. But this is how complicated the current situation is. It's not just markets. It's also domestic politics of the U.S. and China, along with states around the world. Will they use the American version of the Chinese tech? Will each new Chinese application have Microsoft rewrite the code base from the ground up and control the privacy functions? I'm still taking all of this in and assessing what it means. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is marching on to fresh highs. Is the market confirming the new technology order emerging? A Fed liquidity bubble right before the second wave of the virus hits? Or both? The heads of big tech appeared via Zoom before the House committee last Wednesday. Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google. And they all released blowout numbers on Thursday after the bell, except Google. And these stocks gapped up on Friday morning. The juxtaposition of political theater versus financial reality, fear of monopoly power versus greed of making money in the stocks and benefiting from the excellent services and products that they provide is a heady cocktail, particularly in light of the new technology cold war with China. Can America afford to rein in big tech at all? Next moves. I expect that the guiding principle of U.S.-China relations will be one of reciprocity, particularly with technology. If U.S. newspapers can't be sold in China, then Chinese newspapers, for example, the People's Daily here in the U.S., will be banned from sale. If American social media companies can't have unrestricted and unfettered access to the Chinese market, then Chinese social media will lose access to the U.S. As China is a closed society with high levels of social control, I can't see how any U.S. technology will make it into China. Which is odd, as Apple produces most of its technology there in the first place. But the biggest trouble may be just around the corner, as people are already starting to wonder how the vaccines are going to be shared and distributed. Will one company own the best cure, and will they charge any price that they want? Moreover, will this outcome create bad incentives for more curated pandemics? Please read from the Washington Post, a coronavirus vaccine won't change the world right away. If an effective vaccine comes out tomorrow, it will not protect us from this winter. To bring it back to markets, I was wrong on TikTok, July 22, Macro ESG Daily, UK Equities, USD, Shanghai, TikTok, Brexit. I thought that the Chinese would never sell out, but apparently their market position is not solid enough to hold on to users, so they are exiting key markets. What is the investing opportunity? I think the key issue is, as the principle of reciprocity begins to take hold, how will this influence other nations' choices? For example, India had banned Chinese apps and goods following the deadly skirmish in the Ladakh region of the Himalayas. But now India is finding that Chinese goods are coming in through other nations in Asia. This is the new normal that we are moving into. As I wrote on June 15th in Global Investing Post Trump, once the US, the EU, Japan, and the other leading democracies come together in one unified bloc, then the era of China will begin to wane. Till then, China is a good bet, as is the US. But it will be volatile until these two systems with vastly different visions of society find a workable balance. As an aside, will Tesla become bankrupt from having all of its manufacturing processes and technology copied in China, and then find itself competing against state-supported rivals producing essentially cheaper variants of its own products? Thank you very much for joining us. I wish you a very healthy, good, and safe day.